Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already May 2nd and May 3rd, depending on when you're listening to this. I know April was relatively cold, but the weather does seem to be turning, and the Fisher Cat season is well underway, and the Red Sox are struggling with their starting pitching. But baseball is here, as well as the Granite State Games. And with me this weekend is Patrick Mulcahy, who is the executive director of the Granite State Games. And I will ask Pat for his background momentarily. But for my running friends, just as a reminder, next Saturday, so you have a whole week to think about this, Saturday, May 9th at 10 o'clock, is the fourth race in the Capital Area Race Series, the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk. And for my walking friends, there is definitely a walking component, so please join us Saturday, May 9th, 10 o'clock at Canterbury Shaker Village. The series is going well. It's very competitive. There'll be three more races after that. Saturday, June 6th, the Run for the Animals right here at Northeast Delta Dental, the Bill Luddy 5-miler on Saturday, July 18th, and then it ends with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic on Saturday, July 25th. I want to thank our most recent sponsor, Runner's Alley. And if you participate in six out of the seven races, Runner's Alley provides a beautiful jacket. So my running friends know all this, but I want those walkers that are out there and runners as well. If you haven't signed up for the series, please come to the Canterbury Shaker Village, and that's Saturday, May 9th. On my real job, the Affordable Care Act, Northeast Delta Dental, thousands of individuals continue to purchase dental coverage on healthcare.gov, and we also, as audience members know, we also created a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, which is actually, I'm told, I'm quoting a customer friend of mine who said, it's easy peasy to get dental insurance. Like in 45 seconds, you can get an individual dental policy. My book sales with Dave Cowens, There Are No Do-Overs, going well. You can pick that up at Gibson's, and it's an opportunity to get the story behind the story of the Northeast Delta Dental strategies. So last week we had Nessa on, and that Tom Kersey, and he is the executive director of Nessa, and that's the New England Handicap Skiing Association, and it really was moving, and I know he's gotten a lot of feedback from the show, and people thought that it was basically veterans coming back from our various wars who would be part of the program, but it's really anybody with a disability, and I think it was great that he was able to convey that information. This show has given me the opportunity to help promote many not-for-profits as well as some new initiatives, and one of these new initiatives is called the Granite State Games. So with me again, as I already mentioned, is Patrick Mulcahy, who is the executive director of the Granite State Games. And Patrick, how about we start with your background? I know that you're an accomplished soccer player and coach, and it goes well beyond that. But tell us a little bit about your background, Pat.
Well, first, Tom, thank you very much for having me here. This is my second time with you, and it's always a pleasure and a great honor to be here. So I appreciate you fitting me in your busy schedule and allowing me the opportunity to talk about
the games. Happy to. I mean, you want to spend a weekend with Tom Raffio? You're on. Okay.
Well, thank you again, Tom. So again, my name is Patrick Mulcahy, and as you mentioned earlier, I'm the executive director for the Granite State Games. But a little bit of background information on myself is I was born and raised in New York, Syracuse to be exact, and participated in the Empire State Games, which is a member of the National Congress of State Games, which oversee about 32 states around the country that offer these Olympic-style state-sanctioned games. Soccer has always been a huge part of my life. I was fortunate enough to play all through growing up, all through high school, played soccer.
And you played professionally, too.
I did, yeah. I was very fortunate enough to play first at the University of Rhode Island on scholarship, which was a tremendous opportunity and experience. And then, again, was fortunate enough to play after that for the New England Revolution. So it's always been a huge part of my life, and it's opened up so many doors and opportunities, and I'm extremely grateful for having that a part of my life.
And you are a great coach, and of course, that's how we actually met many, many, many years ago when you were I'm coaching my sons and daughter, and I know that all of the kids, athletes, love you as a coach. So I'm glad that you're still, you know, engaged in that. So the Granite State Games, so you have a website. It's called granitestategames.org. So what possessed you to bring the Granite State Games to New Hampshire? I know you talked about your experience, you know, in New York, but I'm sure this has been a lot of work. So tell us your sort of mission as to why you brought the games into New Hampshire.
Well, that's a great question. I'm self-employed, so I'm a business owner. So my mind is always wandering and trying to create new things and explore new programs. So as you alluded to earlier, I did participate in the Empire State Games, which was an awesome opportunity for me, which opened up a lot of doors in terms of college recruiting, meeting some other players within my region, and then obviously competing against players outside the region. So I just kind of woke up one day and had this idea of why not take what I was able to experience as a kid, why not bring it here to New Hampshire? And you know, Massachusetts has the Bay State Games, which is an unbelievable organization. It's been around for 30 years, about 60,000 members deep. Connecticut has the Nutmeg State Games. So I just wanted to, you know, give these student athletes here in New Hampshire an opportunity to, again, showcase their talents at the state level and doing it in front of college coaches to hopefully, you know, help them achieve their goals if they wanted to play in college.
Now, in your mission statement, you are a 501c nonprofit with a mission to promote competitive excellence by providing an athletic forum for top athletes to display their talent, ability to work as a team, and their ambition to become a champion. We are looking for athletes that have proven their abilities to excel on and off the field. We place a premium on character and self-esteem. So I know that's really important to you. So while you certainly want the top athletes to get involved, you also are looking for that, you know, for that character angle too, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of our, you know, speaking non-athletics here, one of our main criteria is that the player has to be eligible grade-wise in terms of the NHIA requirements. So that means you have to, you know, have a certain GPA, and so you're able to play with your high school teams. So we're following the same guidelines as that. As you know, as you mentioned, we don't want to just have the best athletes. We want to have the best student athletes because, you know, as I was fortunate enough to play professional soccer, you know, that career is very short-winded. So there's life after sports, and it's important that you have an education. So we definitely place a premium on character and of course, academics.
And the older I get, the more I see the importance of education. I'm as you know, I'm chair of the State Board of Education, and the more educated you are, the more healthy you are, the more successful you are. And so I'm glad to see that there's that education component. But of course, sports is very important. I credit playing sports for my ability to get along with teams and to challenge myself and so forth. So I'm glad to see that combination. So here we are May 2nd and May 3rd. So if I'm a high school sophomore or junior, is it too late to at this point to try out for the games?
No, absolutely not. We actually, if you're a current eighth grader right now, you would still be eligible. So
tell us how it works.
So at the moment, if you are a current eighth grader up to a current junior, so that's excluding current seniors, kids that are obviously going off to college next year. So if you're between eighth grade and junior year in high school, you are eligible to play. Another one of our eligibility requirements is you have to either be living in the state of New Hampshire or going to school in New Hampshire.
So a private school is okay?
Yes, we have quite a few prep school kids that have signed up or have tried out, I should say, for the various sports. And that's been awesome. You know, we've had kids from, you know, around the country, around the world that are going to a prep school and are interested in the games, and that's fine. They're more than welcome to participate. And obviously, we also have kids that are born and raised here in New Hampshire.
So, Pat, they could just go on granitestategames.org to find that information. So what sports do you have?
Well, we have seven sports. There's soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, tennis, basketball, volleyball, and track and field. In every sport, there's a boys' division and a girls' division, with the exclusion of volleyball, which is girls only, field hockey, which is girls only, And the rest of the sports are going to be, you know, a boys division and a girls division.
Now, have the tryouts, are they still some upcoming? I know some have already occurred, so.
Most of the tryouts have occurred already, but there are some tryouts that are planned for the month of May. And then a lot of our coaches have left a few roster spots open because we've received quite a few emails from student athletes that are really interested in the games, and either they've heard about what's going on a little bit too late, so they missed the tryouts, or, you know, they had a conflict because they were right in the middle of basketball season, for example. So a lot of our coaches have left a few spots available just for those kids that maybe have missed a tryout or two, for them to have an opportunity to participate in the first ever Granite State Games.
So again, they'll go on granitestategames.org and find out all that information now. I know, having gone to a few of the meetings, that you have very esteemed coaches for all of those sports. So how did you get all the coaches engaged?
We do. We're incredibly lucky not only to have outstanding coaches, but an incredible team that's behind the scenes in terms of our board, and the team from top to bottom has just been phenomenal. So as far as our sports go, we have a director in place that oversees each sport. So we have a soccer director, obviously a volleyball director, et cetera, et cetera. And then underneath them, one of their main responsibility was to use their credentials and experiences and connections here in the state of New Hampshire to find a regional coach for the four regions that we're going to represent, which is the coastal region, the lakes region, the Monadnock region, and the southern region.
And so those regions will play against each other?
Yep, just like a regular tournament. Those regions would compete against each other. And then at the end of the preliminary round of the tournament, you know, there'll be a seeding round. So the top team would play the third place team, and the second place team would play the fourth place team, which we're going to call the medal rounds, and then you'll have a gold, silver medal game, and then a bronze medal game.
Now, I know one of the venues is Southern New Hampshire University, and I know you're still looking for volunteers and sponsors, so after commercial break, we'll get into that. And parents, if you're interested, or student-athletes, if you're interested, please contact granitestategames.org. Tom Raphael will return with Patrick Mulcahy after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raphael, this weekend, May 2nd and 3rd, and with me is Patrick Mulcahy, who is the executive director of the Granite State Games. And just again, quick plug for my running friends. Next Saturday, May 9th, is the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country 5K and Walk, 10 o'clock at Canterbury Shaker Village. All funds raised go to Shaker Village, and it's the fourth race in the Capital Era Race Series. Now, Patrick, I want to get right back into the Granite State Games because you've got this great website. I've checked it out. I've come to some board meetings. I've come to some of the coaches' meetings, and you've spent a great deal of time on the granitestategames.org website. You've got a great board of directors, great coaches, yet I think you are still looking for volunteers and sponsors. So talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you alluded to earlier, we have an awesome team from our board of directors down to our coaching staff and sport directors. But yeah, this is going to be a massive event that we're hoping to have between 500 and 800 student athletes participating in over the course of a week. So volunteers is definitely going to be at a premium in terms of people wanting to help out, you know, everything from, you know, helping with parking to keeping scores to, you know, the ever so fun picking up trash. So yeah, there's a wide variety of things that we're going to need help with in terms of the running the actual event. So.
Can I give you a hint on trash? Yeah. You know, I'm an expert in customer service. So
yes.
They did this study at Disney World. People will walk about 15 steps if they have a piece of paper in their hand before they toss it on the ground. So you have to have barrels that are about 15 steps apart.
It's good to know.
Keep that in mind. That's straight from the Disney playbook. But on sponsors, you have some sponsors right now, correct?
We do, yeah. We have been incredibly lucky to have nailed down some sponsors and organizations that wanted to be a part of this. We have obviously multiple levels of sponsorships in terms of contributing anywhere from a dollar and then all the way up to our title sponsors, which is a $10,000 commitment. And our title sponsors are Winfield Alloy, Southern New Hampshire University, In the Net Sports Academy. Who else am I missing? New Hampshire Orthopedic Center. Sorry about that.
I'm here for you, Pat.
Yes, thanks, Tom. So those are our main sponsors, again, which we call our title sponsors, that have donated the Union Leader as well. I'm sorry, excuse me. The Union Leader is also a title sponsor. Those companies have been kind enough to donate either $10,000 of actual money or $10,000 of services. And then below that, we have our silver level tier sponsors, and they have donated $5,000, again, either through actual money or through services. And those are DDA Trucking, Apple Therapy, CPTE, Northeast Delta Dental, Evergreen Management, and BMW.
And you know, Patrick, that Northeast Delta Dental would be a part of this one way or the other.
Absolutely.
You know, although, you know, dental insurance and education are my real jobs, you know how I have a passion for this youth sport. So it's not too late then for if a student athlete is listening or a parent and wants to get his or her child involved. So just go on granitestategames.org. And the sports, again, the seven sports are?
The seven sports are soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, tennis, basketball, volleyball, and track and field.
And the venue, the main venue, is Southern New Hampshire University. So when do the actual games begin, so to speak?
Well, there's two main venues.
And so are you going to run with the something, you know, a torch or something to start?
Well, we are going to have an opening ceremony, which is going to be Thursday, June 25th, which I think is very, very cool. All the student athletes from around the state will come to Southern New Hampshire University in the late afternoon. They'll be dressed in their regional color shirts. We'll acknowledge those student athletes. We're obviously going to acknowledge our team, our sponsors. We have the mayor coming already to say a few words.
Ted's coming?
Yep, Ted is going to be coming.
Good.
Yep, he's confirmed to be there. Looking for Mrs. Ayotte to be coming as well and saying a few words. So
I guess Senator Ayotte, that's awesome.
Yep.
Great.
So we're very excited about the opening ceremony, which again will be Thursday, June 25th. But the two main venues are going to be Southern New Hampshire University, obviously, as I just mentioned, and then the Derryfield School, which is right next to SNU. And both facilities are first class, led by incredible people. Turf fields, stadiums, have grass fields as well, have gymnasiums, have tennis courts. So the actual games, for the most part, are going to be Thursday night after the opening ceremony, which is June 25th, Friday, Saturday, and then the medal rounds will be Sunday.
That's so exciting.
It is. It's very, very exciting. The only little slight change that we've made to the schedule is our lacrosse component of the games. Because there's a huge lacrosse tournament that weekend, which is the same weekend of the games, we're going to start our lacrosse tournament that Monday, so June 23rd, the actual lacrosse
games. So the prior Monday, actually.
The Monday before the opening ceremony, okay. Yep. And then actually, after the ceremony is over on Thursday, we're going to have the medal rounds for lacrosse at both SNU and the Derryfield School.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Now, I know as a parent, we're always concerned, you know, does the NHIA approve? Because the last thing we want to do is have our children participate in some obscure esoteric rule that is violated. So you have gotten all the clearances through NHIA, I assume?
We have, yeah. We met with Jeff Collins months ago, right around the holidays. Informed him of what we were doing, wanted to create some synergy between the two parties. And plus,
I wanted to use synergy on the word of the day today.
I love that word. Yes,
perfect.
I love that word. So we met with Jeff and his team, and he was excited about the games. They can't officially put their stamp of approval on it because once they start, you know, endorsing one organization, then the floodgates are going to open. But he said as long as we were aware of the rules and followed the rules, he would have no problems, you know, quote unquote, giving his blessing, even though they're not really technically allowed to give their blessing.
And it's great because you get, like you said, between eighth graders all the way through juniors. Seniors are focused on, you know, on their senior year in high school and then where they're going. Now, you're going to have, for some people, this is important. For me, this never was, but would there be perhaps college recruiters there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So on a weekly basis, every Tuesday to be exact, we send out an email to every New Hampshire high school athletic director and varsity coach that we were able to obtain their contact information for regarding the games and the benefits of playing and how we would love their student athletes to be a part of the game. And then additionally, every Tuesday, we also send an email to every New England college athletic director. Again, letting them know that we're going to be showcasing New Hampshire's finest student athletes in the seven sports mentioned earlier, and we'd love for them to come and scout our New Hampshire's best players. So we've already received probably half a dozen emails from coaches that do plan on coming, and I'm sure those numbers are going to increase once we get a little closer.
Now, here's a very specific question. With all these games and seven sports, Do you have all the officials lined up and referees and so on and so forth?
That's a great question. Yeah. So our sport directors, as I mentioned earlier, their biggest to-dos, one was to find regional coaching staff for the game, for their sport. And then two, to utilize their connections and resources to find, you know, officials or referees, depending on the name of on the particular sport, to help either volunteer their time, or we do have a small budget set aside to pay those referees and umpires to help us monitor and keep those kids safe, of course.
Safety is always primary. So I know that you do have some scholarships available for parents that may not be able to afford this. So what is, once you make a team, what is the fee that the student-athlete has to pay?
So to try out for the games, it's absolutely free. There is no cost to try out for any
sports.
So
this breaks, Patrick, the first law of economics, which is there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
You can try out for free. Okay, that's good.
And that was a huge step for us, because we originally had a tryout fee to obviously help recoup some of the money that we've spent in terms of nailing down the facilities and all the other expenses that we've incurred. But we've decided as a board to waive the fees because we want to try to get as many student athletes participating as possible. And then depending on the sport, if you're chosen as a finalist to represent your region and that team, it'll range anywhere from $100, which is our quote unquote team sports. And then it goes down to $40 if you're doing tennis or track. So the majority of the sports are $100. And $100, that includes the coaching for the weekend. It obviously includes the facilities. It includes a parade-colored T-shirt that you'll be wearing Thursday, June 25th. And it'll also include your uniform to actually compete in the games.
Wow, you get a uniform. I assume there's four different colors.
There is. Yeah, there's four different colors. Please don't ask if I know what those colors are, because I don't know off the top of my head.
Plus, you're colorblind. So
that's true, yes.
You told me that
that's
once.
That's true, very true.
Okay.
But another thing that we're really, really, really excited about is we have a private donor who has donated $8,000 to the games. And what he wants to do with that money is have $2,000 for every region for a student athlete who participates in the game as a scholarship. So $1,000 for a boy and $1,000 for a female across the board for every region. So he's been kind enough to donate $8,000 for scholarships, which is tremendous.
That's terrific, Patrick. It's amazing and so exciting. And also, you know, this will be just, it's going to be professionally run. It's going to be first class, but it is, of course, the first year of the Granite State Games, even though 31 other states in the United States have these types of games. But for us, this is, I guess, renewed year one. I guess way back there used to be a Granite State Games. But I think it's just going to continue to grow year by year, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I've referred to this as a startup. You know, it's a startup company. If we can kind of get to year two, year three, and build some traction and build some brand awareness, there's no reason why this can't be.
And that's where we need the volunteers and additional sponsors. So again, go on granitestategames.org. The goal, the long-term goal of the games is to create a positive and lasting relationship between the players, their families, community members, and businesses. So businesses out there that want to sponsor something for youth sports, this is certainly the way to go. So the games themselves are June 25th at Southern New Hampshire from Friday to Sunday, with the exception of lacrosse, which starts a few days before that. So are there tickets that you can purchase, and that helps defray the cost, correct?
Yes. So as I mentioned earlier, we were originally going to charge a tryout fee, but in order to maximize as many player participation as possible, we have decided to add a gate fee for those families that want to come and watch those games. So we were originally not going to charge a gate, but because we waived the tryout fee, we needed to obviously recoup some of that money that we were kind of leaving on the table, per se. So we decided to charge a very, very small gate fee for those families that want to come and watch those games.
So another benefit of the Granite State Games, I think it's going to sort of break down those high school rivalry barriers and really create the lifelong partnerships and friendships. So Patrick Mulcahy, the Granite State Games, granitestategames.org, thank you for your passion. Thank you for your leadership. And I will see you at Southern New Hampshire or the Derryfield School on June 25th. please turn out. And again, if you have a child that wants to participate, just go on grandestategames.org. Patrick Mulcahy for the Grand Estate Games, thank you for joining me this weekend, May 2nd and 3rd. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio will return next weekend.